This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. So glad you're here. Today's episode is to take a look at the effect of the kingdom of darkness in the lives of young children, even older children. So concerning our children, and really those who have no one to care for them or to pray for them, that's the focus today, because in the neighborhood, right under our nose, under our noses, and also globally, there is a war on against not only the mind and the life of the children, but there is a blatant attempt to traffic them globally for the purposes of sexually exploiting them, also literally enslaving them for financial gain. In other words, for money. So the critical point, children, young and even older children, and this is a move of the enemy, again, worldwide, but in your neighborhood, my neighborhood, right under our very nose, children are separated from, alienated from, weaponized against their parents, maybe one parent or both parents. And it's so diabolical the way that this transpires and how it is able to be accomplished seemingly with no one raising, so much as an eyebrow. So we have seen this coming, admittedly, for at least 10 years, more like 20 years. That is why today we need to consider this thing and the way that it is proceeding from the domain of darkness and how we intercept, how we do that as believers. We intercept that darkness to form a protection around the children, your children, my children, children who have no one to do that for them. Two verses in particular, Colossians 1 and Ephesians 1, basically say very similar things. The thought process here is the same, referring to the Lord. He has delivered you from the domain of darkness, has delivered, past tense, has delivered you from the domain of darkness and transferred you and those you pray for, to the kingdom of his Son. That is powerful right there. Past tense, has delivered you from the domain of darkness. Ephesians 1, verse 21, we walk in power and might, the same power and might that raised him and seated him at the right hand of the Father. And here's the position, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name that is named. So every enemy force, any enemy agent, any human expression of satanic plots and ploys, those are names that our Lord is seated above, has all authority over. And again, from verse 21, far above, he is above all of that rule and all of that authority, that power and dominion, our Lord has both delivered us out of it, and he is seated above it, has the preeminence above it. So that's why we invoke the name of Jesus when we pray and when we say, and, you know, in everything that we do as we breathe, life itself, this is the way we think. We have the mind of Christ, and so we think like him. We believe that we have authority over the dominion of darkness, and we intercept the expression of that darkness as we pray for and minister to, and just the activity of our life to intercede for the innocent. So that's where we are in today's show. And listen, we really must have more. Must have more interception. We must have more intervention because, see, the enemy, Satan, and the expressions of Satan are warring against children, the innocent. There must be more prayer, more interventions in a factual or natural, practical way, because of this amped up attack. So our prayer for them, plus intercessions for them, and remember the concept there of intercessions includes spiritual warfare. And what does that mean? What does it mean, prayers and intercessions? By that, we know that the foundation for warfare on any level, Old Testament scriptures, where the saints, these individuals who loved God, sought to obey him, they worshiped him, but when it came to contending with enemies, those attacking them, their role in the Old Testament, Bible days, their role was more peripheral. Even, you might say, marginalized, they were limited. Their contending with the enemy was a physical contest, actual real-life battles in real time. Not so today. Yes, there is warfare. There are battles between armies, but in the individual life of the born-again believer, because the Son of God is Redeemer, we are empowered to engage these threats, not physically, but spiritually. And the way we do that is to enforce God's plan with our words, with prayers, according to divine leading. So this is what we mean by spiritual warfare. Prayers, intercessions, including spiritual warfare. We use words, prayers, and follow his leading how to pray, what to say. Because prayer is to ask, it is to seek. But also, prayer agrees with one force or the other. So if in prayer, we complain and bellyache about the problem, our agreement, see, is going that way. We therefore want to redirect that tendency to agree with, align with God's word already written. His word is his will. We know his will to the degree and extent we know his word, so we can, in Matthew 16, bind and loose. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. You see, we agree with this word. We support this word. Also, Matthew 17, say to the mountain, speak to the mountain. And that is not an exaggerated thing. Because remember, Jesus dealt with a demon spirit in order to heal a child. That's Matthew 17. And just specifically, because this is powerful, here's the verse. And Jesus answered, "O faithless and twisted generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring the child to me." And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it, the demon, came out of him, and the boy was healed instantly. Verse 19, then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" He said to them, "Because of your little faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move." Another translation says, "It will obey you." And then, "Nothing will be impossible for you." So Matthew 17, verse 17 through 20. Spend some time looking at that, because we have God's word, and you may not have great faith right this minute, but your faith grows every time you act on God's word, every time you implement it the way that he directs you. So then, because of this, we think this way, and we pray this way. How much? How often do we pray? Well, listen, as much as you can, as much as you want to. Remember, there is no distance in the Spirit. So even praying for your own adult children, you may not be able to reach them or touch them or have access to them, but there's no distance in the Spirit. You see the power here. This is a powerhouse of possibilities. It is important to agree with God to enforce his will, which we know from his word, to agree with his will and to align your will with his will. That is how we obey. That is why how we enforce what God is doing. So here is the prayer today, and you can join in. I am praying right out of Colossians 1, 9 through 14, and also Ephesians 1, 19 through 20. And as you follow along, and we'll put this prayer somewhere you can access it, maybe the show notes. I'll check on that. But Colossians 1, Ephesians 1, if you found it, and if you're there, just agree with this prayer for the children. That includes your children, my children, and the children who have no one to pray for them. Here we go. Father, in Jesus' name, today we pray and make intercession for my children, the children, those, Father, who are innocent of what's being perpetrated against them. And we do not cease to pray, according to Colossians 1, for them, asking you, Father, to fill them with the knowledge of your will. Fill them with spiritual wisdom, with understanding, so that they walk in a manner worthy of you, fully pleasing you, and that they are able to bear fruit in every good work and to increase in the knowledge of you. That's our prayer, Father, that you fill them with the knowledge of your will, and that they are strengthened. We agree with your word, and we agree with your heart that they are strengthened with all power and endurance and patience and joy, and give thanks to you. I give thanks to you, Father. You have qualified them to receive an inheritance in you, Lord, that qualifier and that receiving of that inheritance cannot be squandered and cannot be intercepted are marginalized in any way, because, and I agree with you right now, and Lord, we believe you as we pray this way. Lord, you have already delivered my children from the domain of darkness and have transferred them into the kingdom of your Son. My children have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And Lord, we agree and believe that. We release our faith right this minute. And according to Ephesians 19, Lord, I pray right now that they walk in the greatness of your power, and that they are able, therefore, to believe you and to receive the working of your great might. The same working and the same might that you worked in Christ Jesus when you raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the Father in the heavenly places. Verse 21, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but in the age that is to come, now and forever and ever. Amen and amen. Father, we engage, we believe you, and we do not leave the children unprotected. We do not leave them to the enemy's devices, but we volunteer today to be available to pray always, to not cease praying, but to pray fervently in every place and at every time for the children, that the dominion of darkness over them and against them is broken. In the powerful name of Jesus, we decree it, we declare it, we believe it, and we thank you, God, for delivering our children. Hallelujah. Yours is the kingdom, God, and the power and the glory. Hallelujah.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.